Raised on D&D Podcast helps to enrich your family's gaming experience by bringing you interviews with parents, educators, game designers, and influencers. Join us as we delve into the many ways that tabletop role-playing games inspire creativity, develop communication skills, and create long-lasting bonds among players. Your host has been an avid gamer since childhood, and now his kids are being raised on D&D. Here is your host, Nick Cardarelli.
Welcome back, gamers. I'm your host, Nick Cardarelli, and this is Raised on D&D. It's our fourth annual live show. Thank you so much for being here. I've got Rob Gruber from Good Times Games all the way out at the end of the road in British Columbia back to kick it off with us again. Rob, how are you doing out there?
Oh, fantastic, Nick. We're, we're doing good. We're playing a lot of Dungeons & Dragons. Since we last talked, we've played countless adventures and run hundreds of Dungeons & Dragons birthdays and summer camps and you name it. Just like we talked last time, we do a lot of Dungeons & Dragons here at the store.
That is fantastic. I think it's so great. And you've got the Ladies of Hawthorne there with you tonight, getting ready to continue their campaign. Tell the folks who are joining us for the very first time what the Ladies of Hawthorne campaign is all about.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Ladies of Hawthorne, I never even really, it was just kind of a second thought for me. It was started out as just six moms of kids that play in our store programs here. In our Heroes of Hawthorne program, it was six moms that really wanted to have a better connection with their kids and, you know, to be able to speak the same language at the dinner table and just understand what they were so excited about. And they played and these aren't RPGers. These are real stay-at-home moms kind of things and business moms and whatnot, and had no clue what they were going to. Didn't know what Dungeons and Dragons was at all. Just wanted to learn a little bit. And so I ran them through a little adventure that I usually use as an intro called The Road to Stony Brook. Oh, man, and these six moms fell in love with it. And they're like, do we only have to play once? Can we play next week too, kind of thing? And it started with six, and now it's 90, and not even just moms, but 90 women now in that Ladies of Hawthorne program. And they are probably, like I like to say, the kids are pretty eager players, but these ladies are probably my most eager group of players. They are... They would play six nights of the week if you gave them the time slots. They're rabid D&Ders now. And their campaign's been running for just over 6 years, almost 7 years now, which started out with six and now it's 90. So, you know, where we ran one session, now I book six sessions and people slot in and play in the same storyline. And let's say I've got five sessions going, well, if three go a certain way in the story, that's the way the story progresses, kind of thing. So we have it kind of figured out. It seems like I know what I'm doing, but I really just did it all on the fly. But the Ladies of Hawthorne are probably the most hardcore, even more than my 40-year veteran guys. They are more hardcore D&D players, and many of them have played way more than the average D&D player plays. So they keep me on my toes. They've really driven me and pushed me to write better storylines and stuff, just because they're so engaged and so immersed in whatever I provide that, you know, they really make me want to do better and create amazing storylines. So they play all the time here, and they book birthday parties as well, even when it's nobody's birthday. They want to play in summer camps, and it's crazy. They range in age from 19 to 7. I think we got a couple of grandmas in there that are in their 70s. So it's exciting. I've got one family, the Cohornan family, that has a young daughter that plays in our kids program. The mom and the grandma both play in the Ladies of Hawthorne. So there's like three generations of players in there. That's an amazing family. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, that Ladies of Hawthorne is probably my, something I'm most proud of in D&D. Heroes is pretty big here. Our summer camps and our D&D. I've run over 1,000 Dungeons & Dragons birthday parties. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of, 20 years worth of doing it. You get a reputation for it, but we do a lot of Dungeons and Dragons. I think I was talking to Larry Elmore at a convention one time, and we were talking about, he'd heard of what I do as well, which I was, knocked me on my ass kind of thing right there. But he was like, he was talking to someone else, and they said, yeah, there's probably nobody that's ran more Dungeons & Dragons than that guy up in Canada, because he's just always behind the DM screen, and for a prolonged, amount of time. So I like to say I'm pretty proud of our Dungeons & Dragons.
Rob, you're doing an amazing job out there for your community, bringing families together around the game table. We can't thank you enough for kicking off another anniversary live stream with us. And we got to have you back on the show again soon. Rob, thank you so much. You guys have wonderful holidays. And thanks again.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Bye, Rob. Rob Gruber, everybody. British Columbia. We're going to go to another part of the planet with Diego Nogueira of Old School Role Playing. Hey, Diego, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, Diego Nogueira, everybody. He's all the way out in Brazil. We're leaving Canada and we're going down to beautiful Rio de Janeiro. So how are you doing down there in Brazil?
I'm doing good. It's a bit too warm here. And our AC was broken until today. When it's magically decided to work again. I don't know why, but I'm glad, you know.
But, hey, in Central Florida, we understand that AC is super important.
Yeah. Man, when I'm trying to draw something and it just starts sweating, and you can't draw because it would be a mess. You know?
Diego, it's been a while since we had you on the show. What have you been working on? What do you got coming out now? As you're always putting out some great role-playing games, tell the folks that are just joining us all about them.
Well, I recently released a game in physical format that I had in PDF for a while that is actually very, very good for like family gaming. It's called Cosmos Hours, which you play dinosaur space rangers defending the galaxy from evil threats such as, you know, slime bankers, undead pirates, evil broccoli and stuff like this. The game is very simple and it draws from systems created by John Harper, especially Laser and Feelings and Forged in the Dark. But it's very simple. It's gorgeously illustrated by Lukasz Kowalski from Poland, who is this kind of indie underground comic artist. And the layout is made by Guilherme Contigio, which is an incredible layout artist here from Brazil. And the game is being sold at Exalted Funeral. It's $30. It's very beautiful. You can play very easily, both for you know, newcomers, kids. I play with my kid when he was 6 years old, and now he's 8. He's played it very well. And I have been hearing great words about people playing with their family and just having fun. It's in one of those games that really calls back to Saturday morning cartoons and just silly, wacky fun, you know? So that's something that I think it's very fitting for this time of the year. Holidays are coming, and I think it's a fun thing to check out if you like family gaming and dinosaurs and sci-fi and cartoons.
That is awesome. And Diego, do you want to give away a downloadable copy of it? Is it downloadable on DriveThruRPG?
Yes. Yeah, sure. Can be either there or on itch.
Okay, fantastic. Well, let me explain to the folks that are joining us how the giveaways work. Everybody, if you haven't been to one of our live streams before, what you're going to do is you're going to go into the chat and you're going to type in hashtag one, and this is going to be for prize one. And at the end of the show, we're going to roll physical dice and we're going to name the winners. And then you'll get an email from raisedondnd@gmail.com. And then I will get your information to Diego, who's going to go ahead and get you the coupon code or the link, however you're going to get it done. So, guys, if you're watching the live stream now, go ahead and put in the chat hashtag one, and that will put you in for prize number one for the night, and we will find out the winner at the end of the hour. So only the folks who are in attendance can actually win, so stick with us, and we'll be calling out those names at the end of the show. But Diego, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for coming out and celebrating 4 years with us, man. It has been incredible. Yeah. So we and you have your own show now, is that right? Can you tell folks
about
your podcast?
Yeah, I've just started a podcast about 2 months ago when I returned from Gen Con, And one thing I noticed, I went to Gen Con, and my favorite part, absolutely, was just hanging out with, you know, creators and just talking about everything from art, creativity, mental health, just our lives and you know, having interesting conversations. So this kind of recharged my creative batteries. I was having a hard time getting back to doing creative work. And when I came back to Gen Con, I was recharged and was able to work on a lot of projects. And I've been really grateful for the energy I'm having nowadays. And I thought maybe I can continue doing that with, I don't know, a podcast where I invited creators from all places of the indie RPG space, podcasters, writers, illustrators, editors, and we just talk about themselves. It's a podcast. It's an RPG podcast. It's not really about RPGs. It's about people. So I ask them about, the name of the podcast is Weird Games and Weirder People. And we focus about the weird and how we are weird and how people perceive us as weird things in our lives. So how we do our creative process, artists that inspires us, our philosophy in life, spirituality, if we believe in ghosts, and all kinds of weird experiences we might have, from dreams, from hypnosis, from altered states of perception, meditation, hypnosis, or religion in general, childhood. It's really about getting to know creators in a more personal way. So knowing them, we can better understand their games and where they come from. And they always share these small snippets of wisdom on how they operate in the world and how they do their work. So it's very rewarding. And if you just want to learn stuff and learn about with other people, it's a great podcast, I think.
It sounds wonderful. I can't wait to hear it. And we'll definitely have to do a collaboration. I'd love to be a part of that project. Thank you so
much. Absolutely.
Well, Diego, thanks again. And happy holidays to you and your family.
Happy holidays, everybody.
I started the show off on mute, and I was talking a little bit about Raised on D&D, the podcast, and where we've come. Now, we're up to 89 interview episodes. We've had over 105 unique guests on the show. We've had a couple of return guests. We've had two actual play episodes, so you can hear us playing games around the table. And the Raised on D&D community has just grown and grown and grown. And we just want to thank the listeners. The 4 years of podcasting, we've been averaging two episodes a month, and you guys are to thank for it. And you've reached out to us, you told us stories about gaming with your families, listening to the podcast, finding out about incredible games like Amazing Tales and Hero Kids and those type of games that you told me you didn't know there was anything beyond Dungeons and Dragons. And those games have brought your family together around the table. And I'm going to share some of those stories tonight with everybody. But before we do that, I've got some more guests waiting, and I've got to bring in, we've been to Canada, we've been to Brazil, and now I'm going to bring you a neighbor close to home in Orlando. This is Punk Rock Jenny, and she is right down the road in Orlando from me. So if you are a fan of Instagram and TikTok, then you will know Punk Rock Jenny as the inspirational Dungeon Master. And she's going to be joining us in just a few minutes. Jenny, can you hear me?
I can. You know what? I was watching the Twitch stream. So then you kicked, but there's a delay, right? So, yes. And then I hear your voice again in the Zoom, and I'm like, wow, maybe I didn't need to have a soda today, because like, I feel like I'm hearing him twice. And then I was like, oh, I'm in the Zoom now. He's talking about me. So, hey, neighbor, how's it going?
Fantastic. Well, we've been having a little bit of cool weather here in Central Florida. And so it's actually been a little too cold, 49 at night. I'm just glad the ACs are off. That's all I care about. I'm saving
That's
some
true.
Money.
we're saving some money.
So, Jenny, how are things going with your Punk Rock Jenny show on Instagram and TikTok?
Punk Rock Jenny show is awesome. It's full of content creation. Some days I feel like I'm like, man, I can't get anything going for myself. I can't get any traction on TikTok lately. The algorithm hates me. And then I don't know. It's just one of those things where the universe is like, here's something cool that you're going to do today. And I've been doing a bunch of cool live streams. I've been doing charity games, and that's been a lot of fun. And here I am with the opportunity to celebrate your and the anniversary of the Raised on D&D podcast. How cool. I've watched the whole thing so far and enjoyed every guest. And he's never going to get to me because this is so cool. And no one's going to want to hear from me after hearing from all these cool people. But here I am.
No, there's an initiative order and you guys are all going to get on here, I promise. And so Jenny, it's been so great. You have came in on season 8, our most recent season. And we had a great conversation about all the things that you're doing with survivors of domestic violence and Dungeons and Dragons and all those great things. I know that you are bogged down with content creation, and I know that you are being on several streams this weekend. So thank you for being here with us to celebrate the 4 years of Raised on D&D. So
I wouldn't miss it. Like if we had like champagne or something, we could cheers right now. I have AirPods. That's about all I've got going for me. Let's see. I feel like most of what I've got coming up, aside from some really cool live streams this week, is content for other games, which is fun, which is like totally cool. I love being tapped by independent game creators who are like, Jenny, listen, will you be the marketing face of our little indie board game? And I'm like, you don't want me, like I'm old and not cool. You want like some young like TikToker that's like super hip. You don't want me. And they're like, no, we want you. I'm like, that's really weird. So I'm doing that. I'm doing a bunch of tutorial videos for some indie games too, which is really neat. And so most of what I've got going on through the holidays is stuff for everybody else, but that's okay because I feel like it also gives me this really good opportunity to focus on my home game, which I've been neglecting a little bit. And it's kind of been okay because like maybe this hit your household too, but like we were sick here for like 2 weeks. Yes. And everybody at my table, either they're sick or their kid's sick or their spouse is sick, and we're all just taking turns. And so I feel like I'm doing a lot of stuff for everybody else, but I've got a couple irons in the fire and I'm selling battle maps and giving them away just everywhere and trying to get those on tables everywhere I can. And I think I'm just really lucky to get to hang out and talk about Dungeons and Dragons all the time with cool people like you.
Fantastic. And Jenny, did you want to give away a prize to the folks at home who are watching the show live today?
Yeah, let's give away something. We can, should we do a t-shirt or should we do some maps? What would be?
I bet the folks at home would love a map. Beautiful maps. So folks, if you're listening, you're just tuning in, if you missed the first part, the way the prizes work here on Raised on D&D Live is you're going to put in the letter P, #2 for prize number 2. At the end of the show, we're going to roll physical dice and we're going to pick some winners. And Jenny, tell them what they're going to win.
All right, let's do this. Let's do a 3-pack of poster size battle maps designed by the amazing Eightfold Paper Company. And I will roll them up in a poster tube and I will send them to you. Nick will send me your address and I will ship them out to you. And I'll throw some other goodies and stuff in there, some Dungeons and Dragons stickers and some goods too from the Valiant Adventuring Company, and we'll get those battle maps on your table.
Guys, we can't thank Jenny enough for what an awesome prize that is. That's P #2. Put it in the chat. Enter to win. We're going to roll the dice at the end of the hour. Jenny, thank you for coming out and celebrating with us, and thank you for all of what you're doing for the gaming community online and right there in Orlando.
Hey, thank you. And congratulations. 4 years, baby.
4 years. 4 years going. Thank you.
See ya.
So, folks, we got some amazing prizes right off the rip. And I've got a ton of guests lined up for you. So stick with us. We're only going to 9:00 and we're almost halfway there. So Raised on D&D, up on the episodes, up with the over 100 guests. a lot of folks don't know, you don't have to listen to the episodes in order. You don't have to listen to episode 1, 2, 3, 4. It doesn't work like that. They're not connected. With the exception of a couple of return guests, you don't have to listen in any type of order. So I always tell folks who are like, ooh, there's 89 episodes, you know, I don't want to get caught up, that kind of thing. I tell them that it's not even that kind of show. Every episode is a unique guest or group of guests, and they are amazing creators. They're parents, they're educators, they're influencers, they're game designers, and they share their story, their love of Dungeons and Dragons and tabletop role-playing games with you, and help to inspire you not only to try different games, but most importantly, to game together as a family, as a community. So let's talk to a few more. Jenny's out there in Orlando near me, and I've got Stephen Wendell, who is all the way out in Bavaria. And I can't thank Stephen enough for staying up so late to be on the show. So Stephen has been our most recent episode, and episode 10, season 8 for Dungeonlands.com. So Stephen, can you hear us?
Yes. And now I've just got one. I'm having the punk rock Jenny problem.
Well, Stephen, thank you
late
so
at
much.
Night.
Tell everybody what time it is out there in Germany.
It's in the 2 a.m. hour.
Well, we appreciate you burning the midnight oil, hanging out with us and staying up for the celebration. So, Stephen, thank you. It's the most recent episode. It's probably the one most folks are familiar with who are tuning in for this special event. But, Stephen, tell them a little bit about what they can find at Dungeonlands.com, and tell us, how have you been doing? We haven't spoken in like a couple of weeks.
Been doing great. Yeah, it seems like it's been a couple of weeks. Seems like it's been forever, but it's only been a couple of weeks. Inside joke. I've been doing great. And by the way, congratulations on the 4th anniversary. That's amazing.
Thank you.
And I'm going to have a question for you after we're done. Okay.
Yeah.
On the website, you know, like we talked about in the episodes, adventures and campaigns. And in fact, I'm getting ready to start play testing Fenster's Pandemonium Society House Rules with a couple of friends, getting
awesome.
My feet back in the, you know, I've never run a game online. I've played lots of games online, but I've never run one online. So like, how do we do this? So I've got a couple of friends together, and we're going to go online and do that. And so that's what's happening right now.
That is very, very cool. I'm excited for you getting to actually run a game online. It is a different experience. I'm going to be honest with you. It's about a year ago, I went pro Dungeon Master. And for the last year, I've been running games online for folks all over the world with startplaying.games. And I'll tell you, the biggest thing that I've found running games online is the first challenge, I would say, is it's hard to read the table over Zoom and things like that. It's a little bit harder than if we're all sitting at a table together. But I think once you get past that, you'll find that you really enjoy it. And I'm really glad to hear that you're doing that.
Yeah, there's some little chemical reactions that happen in our brains when we're sitting next to somebody at the table that the reactions are different. Yeah, actions are different. Yeah. So my question for you, Nick, is, you know, 4 years is quite a long time when we're talking about not D&D itself, which is going to be 50 years next in a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
But the new, I call it new, the new perspective of D&D on what we can do with it. You know, because we grew up, we're always thinking, at least I was, and many of the really hardcore D&D players were like, this game is so useful for this and that, and I learned so much. But, you know, we didn't say that too loudly. But in the last few years, there have been people like you that say, hey, this is great for education. And there have other been people like Megan McConnell that says, look, this is great for therapy. You know, and one of your guests, she wrote a book about it, and lots of other people. And it's also great for, there are actually four axes. There's education, therapy, and then there's a guy who I heard about who's doing spiritual development through Dungeons and Dragons and role-playing games. And the fourth one is business leadership and team building exercises, things like that. So my question is, have you noticed a change in sort of the attitudes over the last 4 years? Did people like treat you new? Like, wow, what is that all about? And are they different now? Do you get more respect now, or how is it changing?
Well, I don't know about the respect part, but it has definitely changed. The way people have responded to Dungeons and Dragons and how it can be implemented and things like that has been incredible. Those things are starting to get recognized. They're starting to become, yeah. I hate to say mainstream, but they are becoming more prevalent. And so when people ask me about Raised on D&D podcasts, at first they're kind of like, oh, you know, Dungeons and Dragons, so is it just about you playing at the table and the stories you create? And I have to tell them, no, it's an interview show. You're going to meet all kinds of people, experts in their field, authors, therapists, artists, musicians, all kinds of folks who have been inspired and do amazing things with tabletop role-playing games. Now, Stephen, thank you for that question. It's fantastic.
You're welcome. My pleasure. I'm really excited about the kind of stuff you do. It's really great. Well, I'm glad to see that it's doing so well.
I have had a blast, and it has been an honor and a privilege to meet folks like you who do so much for the gaming community with your blogs and your books. Thank you so much, Stephen. And I can't wait to hear how the GMing online goes for you. What would you like to give away?
I can give away a copy of Blue Flame Tiny Stars.
Awesome.
A download copy, an ebook.
Fantastic. Folks, if you're just tuning in, we're halfway through the show, and Stephen Wendell's going to be giving away one of his books right here on Raised on D&D Live. So if you want to get into that, you go to the chat, you put in #3. We're up to #3 now, and we're going to roll dice at the end of the hour, and we're going to announce some winners. So Stephen, thank you so much for that.
In fact, Nick, I can even do one better. I do also, in addition to that, I can do a physical copy. I can send that anywhere, so I can do that too.
Anywhere in the world. Fantastic. A downloadable and a physical copy. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you so much. And it was great talking to you again.
Happy to be here. Thanks, Nick.
Folks, Stephen Wendell, all the way out in Germany, and he is giving away a downloadable and a physical copy of his book. You guys are not going to want to miss out on that. I've got a ton of guests left, and I'd like to bring on a good friend of mine. You know him from Return to Brookmere on Instagram. Hey, Daniel, good to see you.
Nick, hello.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited. 4 years, so many incredible people. And I have to tell you something, folks, I was waiting for Daniel to come on to make this announcement. In 2023, the most popular episode has been the episode of the Endless Quest books with Daniel and his mom, Rose, the author. And that was, I don't have favorite guests. Everybody's awesome, but getting to meet your mom was so incredibly special to me. And I know it was special to our listeners because it was the most popular episode 2023. Daniel, thank you. I had so much fun doing the collaborated giveaway contest with you, and then we got to do the episode with your mom, and then we got to actually play some Dungeons and Dragons online with a bunch of friends, and it was so much fun. Daniel, thank you so much.
Nick, you're welcome, and the honor is all ours. I'm thrilled, overjoyed that our episode was as popular as it was. I'll be sure to let my mother know. We had a great time. Thank you very much for the opportunity. It was a real honor.
The honor was all mine. So Daniel, tell the folks who are just joining us, maybe they haven't, maybe they're some of the few people who haven't gotten to listen to the episode yet. Tell us what you got going on at Return to Brookmere, what your plans are for the new year with your Instagram page.
For those of your followers who haven't yet had the chance to see our interview, they need to start there first. That's the best way to get to know our family. And for those of you who don't know me, my name is Daniel Estes. I am the eldest son of Rose Estes, the author who started The Endless Quests for TSR. Every Sunday, I read from my mother's stories. Presently, we are reading from Return to Brookmere, and each week I let you, the follower, choose which path we'll take. I read on Sundays. I would be delighted for all of you to please do join in on the adventure and let me know just where will our quest go. I'll leave it up to you.
Thank you, Daniel. That's so awesome. We love the show. We love hearing you read the chapters. And I love voting every week on which path we're going to take in that endless quest. And even though I'm at home usually cheating because I'm looking ahead and seeing where we're going before I vote. But that's a little confession time for me.
That's fair.
But Daniel, thank you again. I'm so glad you got to come out and celebrate with us 4 years of podcasting. And I can't wait to game again.
Well, Nick, you are most welcome, and I hope you can't wait to game again, because Isgard Creations will be coming out with the next module of Return to Brookmere in the new year. And if you can carve out some time in your schedule, I hope you'll lead us in another game, and I hope to game with you and our followers then.
We'll have to get the team back together for Return to Brookmere RPG. That would be fantastic.
Congratulations, Nick. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Daniel Estes, everybody. If you have missed the episode, make sure you go back and listen. And we put up a portion of our actual play of the Mirrored Mountain, played it with old school role-playing rules. It was deadly and it was amazing. And if you've ever read Mountain of Mirrors, it is a must-listen-to episode. Coming on next, we're jumping all over the planet. Jason from Even Footing Games, everybody, is here and celebrating 4 years raised on D&D. Jason, tell us what's new with Even Footing Games. Tell us what you guys have been working on and how things have been going.
Just congrats, first of all, on 4 years. That's amazing.
Thank you.
And we are so happy that we could be even just a small part of Raised on D&D. Even Footing, we have been busy making our flagship game, Babies and Broadswords. It's our ode, our love letter to role-playing of all sorts. We've put out a couple books since the last time we spoke, on top of our core book. We've also released Crawl of Cthulhu, which is our ode to classic horror and Lovecraftian stuff. So we're never too early to get the kids hooked on cosmic horror and existential dread. And we also put out the 100 Acre Heist, which is our Winnie the Pooh module. And we're currently working on Bathfinders, which will be our pirate-themed Babies and Broadswords adventure. So, yeah, and we're also working on competitive card games. We're trying to branch out a bit. We've got a lot of different folks, different writers and artists helping us out. So we're really trying to see what we can do to you know, make a bigger footprint.
I think that's fantastic. The whole concept is amazing. Folks who listen to the episode, I just loved every little bit of it. And the fact that we've got new expansions coming out and new adventures is just awesome. Jason, thank you so much for going out there. You've gotten together a team of amazing authors and game designers and artists, and you have made Even Footing Games just so much more incredible, coming out there with new stuff. So Jason, did you want to give away maybe a downloadable? Or
actually, you know what, we would be more than happy to give away physical copies of the core book and Crawl. So
wow. Yeah. That is fantastic.
All we ask is a winner. You share it with your friends. You know, that's word of mouth. That's what we need. Yep.
That's it. That's it. And so that's going to be #P4 for the fourth giveaway. Make sure that you guys are putting it in the comments there in Facebook and Instagram and on Twitch and YouTube so that we can collect all those at the end of the hour. We're going to roll physical dice. We're going to pick the winners. We'll get your information to Jason and he will send you physical RPG books. Amazing. Amazing. Jason, thank you so much. Thank you for coming out and thank you for everything that you're doing for the gaming community with your amazing line of Babes and Broadswords.
Oh, thank you so much, Nick. Really appreciate it. Congrats again.
Folks, thank you so much for being part of the live stream tonight. We're celebrating 4 years of podcasting. It has been an incredible ride. And so where you listen to podcasts, whether it's your commute, while you're painting miniatures, while you're doing your run or going to the gym, you can listen Raised on D&D. We're on all the platforms. I know a lot of you like to listen to us on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify. And that's fantastic. If you're listening on those platforms, please make sure that you're leaving reviews. Give us some stars. It helps people find us and it helps share and support Raised on D&D podcast. So thank you so much for 4 years of all of your listenership. And now here we are celebrating 4 years together. I have a very, very special guest that I am bringing on next. Folks, you know him as the artist behind Munchkin, Dork Tower, John Kovalik, a legend of D&D cartooning. Thank you so much, John. And we got you here back on Raised on D&D. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to be back and happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you. It's incredible. 8 seasons, 4 years, 89 episodes. It's been a whirlwind. But, John,
it's almost as if you're good at this.
Hey, I fooled a few people, right? Well, John, it was such a personal honor for me to get to sit down and talk to you one-on-one about gaming and your family and your art. It's just incredible. If you told 20-year-old me that I've been hanging out with John Kovalik, I wouldn't have believed you. But John, here you are. Tell us what's been going on with you lately. What new projects do you have in the works?
Mostly it is getting a new Kickstarter ready for Dork Tower. I've got close to 2,200 strips online, which have never been collected in print. So the Tao of Igor, which was the Kickstarter last year when we last spoke, was the wrapping up the big storyline, which was in the comics, which were published 15 years ago. Timely as always. but I was very proud of that. I really enjoyed putting that book together, finishing the story. And so, yes, the next one is this, like, it's way past time. I should have been collecting the web strips. And it's interesting. It's a very interesting project because I'm real proud of the work I've been doing for the last 5 years or 6 years since the Patreon began. The Patreon has allowed me to publish the comic strips on a more regular basis. So they're now 3 times a week. but it's a little disconcerting going back and seeing work that is about 20 years old. And I asked my readers if I should start from the beginning or if I should work backwards, publish the stuff now, which I'm happy with, and get to the 20-year-old stuff in a few years' time. And they said, no, do it in chronological order. And that kind of forced my hand. And now I've got to look at what, 20-year younger me was up to. And it's not always pretty. there's also a lot of topical gaming humor in it. When Dork Tower began, Magic had just come out. This is the online stuff was about the same time Munchkin started. So I think Munchkin was around 99, 2000. So Munchkin's coming up to its 25th birthday as well. But, I've got Tomb Raider jokes in there, which It's like, wow, I meant to do some explaining about some of this stuff. So it's a very interesting project, and it's kind of fascinating. It's kind of scary. I'm drawing the cover now, and so all of the computers that they're working on have to be 2000 models. All of the posters in the backgrounds have to be, you know, referencing that point in time.
Wow.
So I'm hoping to get the Kickstarter launched in February or March.
Great.
And the big change from the Tao of Igor, the big lesson learned from the Tao of Igor, is have the dang book finished by the time the Kickstarter launches. I was sure I could have wrapped up the Tao of Igor in the 3 months I gave myself. And that was not the case. But so yeah, this one's going to be complete as soon as the Kickstarter is over. Backers are going to get their PDFs. Everyone gets a PDF. You can bet you'll be able to back it at the PDF level, but I've never really been a fan of Kickstarters where if you buy the book, you also have to buy the PDF. It's like, nah, you know, I came from a generation where you got toys in your cereal box, and that's important. You get the book, you get the PDF. Of course you get the PDF. Why don't you get the PDF? That's nutso.
That's fantastic. Well, we're excited about that Kickstarter. And as soon as it launches, you let us know, and we're going to let all of our listeners know about it. And I need to know first anyway, because I've got to jump in on that Kickstarter, get my copy. John,
oh, thank you.
John, we're so excited about the new year coming out and more new and old Dork Tower. So, John, you wanted to give away a prize today. What kind of prize would you like to give away?
I will draw a Munchkin card for someone. Somebody can be on their own Munchkin card. And along with that will come a hardcover copy, the limited edition hardcover copy of the Tao of Igor. So you get a little wow. Munchkin, you get a little Dork Tower.
That is incredible. That just blows me away to have a custom Munchkin card drawn by John Kavalik. That is incredible, folks. This is #5 in the chats. Don't miss out on this. You're getting a physical book and you're getting a custom Munchkin card. I was going to give away a prize, and now I'm like, what's the point? That's the grand prize right there to me. So John, fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming back and giving us more Dork Tower after all these years. And we are so excited for the Kickstarter and more books from the drawing board of John Kavalik.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you for everything you do. It's always fun.
Thank you, John.
Take care.
Folks, I don't know how you top that. I don't know how you top that. A custom Munchkin card from John Kavalik himself. That is just incredible. That takes the cake. I am actually going to see if I can take two guests at once. Let's see.
Oh, thanks for nothing. Put me on right after Kavalik. How do I top that?
Folks, hey, I've got Bill Silvey, the Dungeon Delver, and Matt David's
Zeppelin on. And after that, some guy's going to come out and juggle. Thanks, Nick.
Guys, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for coming out to the 4-year live show. It's incredible. Matt, it's been about a season and a half since we got to hang out. How have things been going with you?
Oh, things have been going really well over here at Dice Geeks. So, still putting out a lot of random tables, a lot of random table books that I have coming out. So I just recently put out Pulp. So Indiana Jones style random tables that people can use in their game, some pirate ones, and fantasy festivals and fairs. So you can spice up your fantasy games with random tables and create festivals and fairs.
I love Matt's random table books. I have a few of them myself. They are amazing. I can't wait to get my hands on that Pulp one, because that is one of my favorite genres besides fantasy and sci-fi. That is right up there, my top three favorite genres. Having that Indiana Jones, mystery, Call of Cthulhu, having World War II villains. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just awesome. So I can't wait to get my hands on that Random Table book that you just had come out. And guys, it's a double treat. If you haven't yet, go back, listen to the Dice Geeks episode where Matt is my guest. And then you can go over to Dice Geeks podcast and you can listen to me rattle on about myself as Matt mm-hmm. puts me in the hot seat and asks me a bunch of questions. So, and it's really great that they're both here at the same time because Bill Silvey also a streamer and podcaster, and we have both done episodes together too. So it's like the three podcast host buddies all together at once. So Bill, what's going on with you also in Orlando, Florida?
Yes, I am here in sunny O-Town. I've been busy, Nick. I have been working with a couple of great creators right now. Heidi Gygax and her husband Eric Garland have got a sweet little publishing house going called Gaxland, and they have been writing adventures and so on, and they kickstart them, and as like incentives they convert their adventures to first edition AD&D, and I was so flattered. They tapped me to go in and rework the adventures for first edition and original D&D. And that's been a lot of fun. I've been working with Yang Yan Zhao, has got some cool stuff. I am under NDA for that, but it's very cool fantasy adventure stuff I'm doing with him. And myself and original D&D artist Tracy Lesh have got a project in the works that I'm not going to spoil, but it's going to be very cool. And of course, you know, Tracy, creator of the Mind Flayer. I met Tracy when he was living here in the Orlando area, and we hit it off. I mean, I tell you what, Nick, if you want me to open that door, reach out to Tracy. He would be fantastic to have on the show.
I can't turn that down at all, Bill. For folks who don't know, Bill Silvey has been on the show, the episode Guide Key LLC with Bill Silvey, and we got to role play together for the first time in, I want to say, 15, maybe 18 years. And we got to play old school D&D, or at least mm-hmm. a version of it. And you can listen to that on the Mirrored Mountain episode. Don't miss that. Bill was instrumental in helping me with keeping all the rules straight. And the game was an incredible fun time. And I posted an hour of our actual play for everyone to enjoy. So, Bill, thank you for that.
You're quite welcome. It was a stone groove, man. And I wish I could come back for more of the campaign. But I hope you guys had a blast. And, you know, I just doing my part. You know, but no, I had a lot of fun doing that. I did have a lot of fun.
Matt, did you want to give something away?
Sure, I could give something away. I could give away a physical copy of the Festivals and Fairs book. If you provide me with all the information, I can do that.
Fantastic. So Matt's going to be giving you a physical copy of one of his books, and that is P#. I think we're up to prize number 6, if I'm keeping count right. And so P#6, put it in the chat. We're going to gather everybody's stuff up. We're going to roll physical dice at the end of the show, and we're going to announce some winners. And Matt will get you all that information so that you can mail that out. And Bill, did you want to give something away?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have any print stuff right now. I would gladly contribute something.
That's okay, Bill. We're giving something away on your behalf. So okay. I have a prize here that does not come anywhere close to John Kovalik drawing you your own Munchkin card. But I have the starter set for Pendragon by the folks at Chaosium. Now, if you are unfamiliar with this, This is our Therian Legend role-playing, and it is amazing. Now, you can't have this copy. This is for my family, but I am going to get you a copy. And so that's going to be #7 for the Pendragon starter set. Folks, the artwork in here, beautiful. The rules, incredible. You are going to love sitting down with the family and playing Arthurian legends of your own design with Pendragon starter set from Chaosium. So make sure that you're filling in the chat with those hashtags. This is #7. Matt's book is #6. And we are going to roll some dice and get some winners here so that you guys are going to walk away with some amazing, amazing prizes just in time for the holiday season. So, Matt, Bill, I can't thank you enough for coming out and celebrating 4 years of podcasting on Raised on D&D with me today.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, guys. It was such an honor to have you on the show and glad to have you back on. You guys have wonderful holidays. I hope to game with you again soon.
You must, amen. Have absolutely happy holidays. We'll see you soon.
The Dungeon Delver and Dice Geeks, folks, check out both of those. One is a video podcast, one is audio, and you are missing out if you're not subscribed to them as well. So make sure you check them out after the show. So we're running over, folks. I've had so many incredible guests, and I haven't even gotten to everybody yet, and I know that we're running over. So what I'm going to do is, because one of our guests is from Game to Grow, Adam Davis, and he was unable to attend, but what he did was he sent me a video message to share with everybody right here on the show, and he's also got a giveaway for you as well.
Hello! Congratulations on the 4th Raised on D&D celebration. My name is Adam Davis. I'm a founder and executive director of the nonprofit organization Game to Grow. If you're less familiar with Game to Grow, Game to Grow is a nonprofit based here in the greater Seattle area that is dedicated to the use of games of all kinds for therapeutic education and community growth. We're most well known for what we call our social flourishing gaming groups, where we guide our participants through intentional sessions of either role-playing games like D&D or exploratory collaborative multiplayer games like Minecraft. In the sessions, we help our players connect with other people and become more confident, creative, and socially capable. While we started this organization as a small nonprofit in the greater Seattle area, during the pandemic, we shifted our program virtually, which allowed us to help up to 150 participants each week in our gaming groups. And now that COVID isn't over, but the pandemic is in our collective side mirror, we've decided to restructure that program in order to relaunch them in 2024 with a new focus specifically on increasing the accessibility of that program. When we were on the podcast back season 7, episode 4, a while back, we talked about Critical Core, which was the beginner's box for therapeutic RPG we launched in 2019. It is a simplified rule set to make the game easy to pick up and play, not only for new players, but also for new game masters. It has story modules that are streamlined, built into what we call the DOTS system of narrative construction, and it has a facilitator's guide that distills what we've done at Game to Grow for over a decade into help those game masters help their own players flourish socially. So we mentioned this when we were on the podcast last, but we've actually been using Critical Core in our hospital gaming program. We partnered with some local regional hospital here in the Seattle area, as well as with the San Antonio Methodist Children's Hospital. And we've been able to connect once a week virtually with the kids in that hospital to, in 90 minutes, teach the game, play the game, and process the game. Critical Core is that easy to play. So What makes this program so exciting is that a lot of the kids in the hospital program haven't had the opportunity to connect with other peers, play, find an opportunity to escape the sort of mental battle of the hospital. So in that time period that we have with them, they can escape into the fantasy world of Critical Core and have an opportunity to see that they're not alone, feel less alone, and not only that, but feel like a hero. So that program has been made possible through grants and through donations and through the sales of Critical Core. So if you would like to get your copy of Critical Core, I've got a coupon code for you. You can go to criticalcore.org and use the code RaisedOnD&D. And if you use that code, you can get the digital physical kit bundle for the price of just the physical kit. So that's criticalcore.org, and the code is RaisedOnD&D. If you just want to support Game to Grow, you can do that at gametogrow.org/support. Some big thanks to RaisedOnD&D for elevating the mission of Game to Grow and being a force for the good. We've always said that the world would be a better place if more people played more RPGs, and RaisedOnD&D is helping make that happen. So thank you so much, RaisedOnD&D, for what you do. And, you know, that's all from me. But I encourage you to have more games and more good games. Thanks.
All right. And we're back. Game to Grow, giving everybody a discount code raised on D&D for their website. And you can get Critical Core and the PDF of Critical Core, that discount code. That's amazing from Game to Grow. We love that charity organization. We love supporting it. We are way past the hour, but we are going to hear with Michael Lowe all the way out in California.
Hey.
We're running over, but there's folks sticking it out with us. Oh, so right, we figured we just keep going. So
that's Michael, awesome.
How are things going with you and what are you working on now?
Well, things are great. I actually just got out of a class. We're playing. So kids in my classes get to build their own worlds, and the one that they're in is really cool. It's called the Endless Ark. They're in a giant space colony ship that was designed by these ancient people who have since disappeared, and it's in disrepair and kind of falling apart. And anyway, we were just having a blast, and it's always hard not to go over. And I was like, oh crap, I gotta go. So it's great to see you. Yeah. Gosh, working on a million things. So, Stories RPG, the podcast, has over 45 episodes up. We've got like five or six different arcs. So there's Star Sworn, which has its own fantasy arc. There's Giga City Guardians, which is our superheroic arc, which has a lot of like 90s X-Men mutant feels. Partners in Grime, it's a goblin-based arc. There's Luna Uni, which is also my classroom game, which is currently being run in about five different classrooms as a primary way of teaching writing in five different schools. So I've got a working group of teachers who I meet with regularly who are using my approach to teach kids how to write, and they're killing it. They're amazing. And all of those come with games too. So Starsworn, the game's out. Oh, I'm sorry. I have this thing where it does these images. Let me see if I can get a cool one. Ready? There it is. I have no idea how to turn it off. So like my students have been making fun of me. They're like, what are you doing, Mr. Lowe? I'm like, I don't know, guys. I just, it happens. But yeah, so every one of them has a play at home game. Starsworn came out last year. Mm-hmm. This year we released the PDF of Giga City Guardians, which is really fun. The art is amazing and you get to build your own superpower. It's great. There's Partners in Grime, which is the goblin one. That's play at home. And Luna Uni is not quite finished yet, because not only is it really big, it's my sci-fi, it's a futuristic world, semi-utopian. There's a perfect future in which everything's sustainable and everyone's happy, and there's a bunch of punk kids who are bored and do dangerous science. And they all get sent to this planet that's been terraformed into the universe's center for radical learning, and that's Luna Uni, where you get to do all the mad science you can shake a stick at. So anyway, that one is taking a little longer. I ran the Kickstarter in the spring, but there's a teacher's guide because that one comes with full lesson plans, standards alignment. It's designed for the classroom. That's the one my teachers are using right now and playtesting. And it's going wonderfully, but, you know, writing up lesson plans always takes a massive amount. And there's the play at home game and the printable thing, and they go together. And then, gosh, what else? In the spring, I'm going to be working with Rich from Hatchling Games, Hatchling DM. Wow. We're going to be doing a Lego-based mecha sports game, which is all about minis and building things on the play field and also blowing them up, of course, and taking the blocks off. And I don't want to say too much more, but there's a lot coming. And
sounds incredible.
There's one more thing. I am releasing my first big, because I've got a few adult games on my itch page, Hold Fast Station, Zero Samurai, which is one of my more nerdy, deep cut philosophical ones. But there's a my biggest game yet. This is a swan song for me. It's Troped, T-R-O-P-E-D. Troped is the name of the game. So it's tropedgame.com. It is what you'd get if Cards Against Humanity and a tabletop RPG had a baby. So
wow.
It is a party game where you use tropes like story Legos to each turn you're the director and you get to say what happens. You play one trope that affects your character and one trope that kicks the action to someone else at the table. If they don't like what's happening, because you gave them, you know, you gave them the hots for, you know, that toothless zombie that somebody played last round. You can pay in a point of applause and say and or but and jack the turn. And there's wow. plot arcs that move you through three acts. It plays in 60 to 90 minutes with zero prep. And it also works because these are cards. There's 308 unique cards. It also works as a supplement for your tabletop games. So you can deal a hand of tropes to your players and they can play them at crucial moments to get an advantage on a roll. Or if you're playing PBTA, a plus one on a roll. Or if you're playing Blades in the Dark to get an extra die. And you can also hand out loot that is effectively character development. So if you give somebody, for example, Dressed to Kill, then they can get a plus one whenever they're trying to be intimidating because they're dressed to kill. And they've got that card attached to their character. So it's both a supplement for folks to kind of amp up their game and camp it up. And it's also a great one-shot standalone. The first deck is Zombie Apocalypse, but hopefully this is the first of many. So first genre I'm going to release is Zombie Apocalypse. Then we're going to do superheroics. Then it's going to be anime. There's going to be new decks and you can do mashups. So Michael, grab your space opera and zombies and you've
all got kinds of incredible stuff that you are making and pumping out and you got in the fire. You are a busy guy. And I can't thank you enough for coming out and celebrating with me today. Michael, did you want to give something away?
Sure. I'd love to. What would everybody like a copy of?
I don't know.
So Starsworn, we've got physical. Giga City Guardians is in PDF, but it's brilliant and it's lovely. I'd be happy to give a copy of one of each of the Stories RPG like games. So Partners in Grime, Giga City Guardians, Starsworn, and I'll even throw in a prototype of Luna Uni if somebody's feeling nerdy, along with the full toolkit for Stories RPG. So I'm happy to offer those up and send them to whoever, whatever the strategy is to get them to people. I'd love to have people playing them.
Fantastic. And I think we are up to prize number 8. So it's going to be #8 in the chat. Okay. And we will roll the dice. We'll find a winner and we'll get your information to Michael and he'll get you that downloadable prize.
I'm going to grab Starsworn so they can see the physical too.
Yeah.
We've got a book with the extra. Yeah. Hang on. So Starsworn, it's almost 150 pages of coloring book. Play to learn game. You don't have to do any prep. It's entirely narrative based and it comes with a podcast that plays along. So there's heroes on a parallel quest. Same with all the Stories RPG releases. You can always listen to the podcast first, get a sense of it, have your kids get into it, but it works for all ages. This is a great one to play with your grandparents too. You know,
thank
they're
you
like,
so
I don't
much,
know what
Michael.
That is.
That's awesome. that is just incredible. Thank you. And I'll get you the information and can't wait to have you back on the show. You let us know when that Kickstarter goes off because I got to get in on it and I got to let people know about it.
Check
thanks,
it
Michael.
Tropedgame.com. If you sign up now, you'll be there's the first 200 get a special gift when we do launch. So
I'm heading there next. Thanks a lot.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're coming through, Morgan. Thank you. You made it. We're running over here. Oh, this is a annual celebration first of us going an extra 15. But Morgan, we're glad to have you, man. How was Disney today?
It was great. We're actually here still. Yes, I snuck away. You know how it is with kids. The wife is changing the baby, so I'm like, hey, let's see if we can jump on. Thank you so much for having me real quick.
Well, Morgan, thank you so much for coming out and celebrating with us. We're celebrating 4 years of the podcast. Folks, if you haven't listened, Morgan Dangerfield, he is season 8 with us, real recent on the show, and he has an incredible book out already. How's the book doing, Morgan?
It's doing great. We just ran a Black Friday promo and a Cyber Monday deal, and we got some great traction from that. And we actually just, one of our friends has a booth at DairyCon coming up for the 50th anniversary of D&D. So he said he'd have our book at his booth. So in what capacity? I just look forward to that. If you are out there, we're excited to have a presence there. And yeah, that's the next exciting thing coming up.
That is terrific. And Morgan, I know that when we talked last, you had a whole bunch of things going on. I know you're out there at Disney with the family and you don't have much time, but we want to say thank you so much. And we're going to be following you on Instagram, and we can't wait to see what's coming out next. Morgan, did you want to do a giveaway tonight?
Ooh, I'd love to. Yeah. We just actually launched our ebook. So it's a little bit more accessible. If anyone is, you know, we would love to do a giveaway for our ebook. If that is applicable to your guys' firms and what you guys have going on, we'd love to.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're up to prize number 9. So that's going to be #9. And that is for Morgan Dangerfield. That's the Heroes of Evermore. It's the first adventure, or is it origin stories? What are we getting?
Yeah, no, it's part 1 of our campaign 1. We're currently on campaign 2 that we're streaming. So this was a couple of years ago, but it was the beginning of our hero's journey. And pretty much, you know, I put them in as co-authors because they decided what they wanted to do in this realm and during our D&D game at the table. So just turned it into a novel and a beautiful fantasy adventure. Should be fun for the winter coming up. Cozy up next to the fire and get a good read on.
Fantastic. Morgan, thank you for getting away and jumping on and seeing us. And we hope you guys have a great time out there at Disney.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
Thanks,
everyone.
Morgan Dangerfield, everybody. Follow him on Instagram for the Heroes of Evermore. Guys, we've gone way past our limit here. And thankfully, I think we were able to get all of our guests in with all of these amazing, amazing prizes. We are way past time. Folks, thank you so much for celebrating 4 years. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing and recommending to your friends and your neighbors and your coworkers and your family to listen to the show. We are so excited, and we can't wait to show you what we got coming out next on Raised on D&D Podcast. I'm going to put all of the entries together, and I'm going to go ahead and roll the dice, and I am going to announce the winners. I'm going to have to do it in a separate video and post it on all of the socials. So, folks, thank you again for showing up. Thank you for being here tonight. And be watching us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and we will get those winners announced. Once we make the announcement for the winners, you want to contact us at raisedondnd@gmail.com. Let us know that you're the prize winner and give us your address, because a lot of the prizes are going to be physical copies. Super generous of our guests today to send you physical copies of awesome, awesome stuff. There's books, there's maps, there's John Kovalik custom art. Where do you get that? But on Raised on D&D Live. Folks, thank you so much. Happy holidays from our table to yours, and keep gaming together.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of Raised on D&D Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and follow on all your favorite apps and social media.